Hi, everybody. This is Laurie Handlers, and you're listening to Tantra Cafe, a program for spiritual enlightenment. And also, you're listening to bbsradio.com. I greet you with Om Shanti Shanti Shanti, which means welcome to you in peace. And in my last couple of shows, I talked about how peace is possible within when you practice Tantra, because you can bring all of your emotions into the center. You can embrace them all, and you don't have to be run by things like stored up anger and fear. And so the more Tantra you do, the more peaceful you become. Today I want to talk to you, the appetizer today I want to talk to you about is actually getting to it. Like, I've spent a lot of time letting you know that Tantra is not only about sex, that it's about so much more. It's a whole way of life. And today my guest is actually going to talk to you about expanded lovemaking, the part that probably a lot of you have been waiting to hear. Like, okay, Tantra's this whole way of life, but then how is it that I can actually use some of the techniques in lovemaking to expand orgasm, to actually feel all that amazing pleasure that I've been preparing my body for? How can I feel that in a sexual union? How can I feel that by myself or feel that with another? And so today is a very juicy program, because we're going to be discussing how you can actually do that with and in a sexual moment. And we're going to talk about how that moment can expand into lots of moments. So that's one thing. And also, today we're going to talk about some of the background of Tantra as well. Lately we've been on the show talking about some of the history of Tantra and where it came from, and today we'll be doing some of that as well. So even though I want you to know that you're going to breathe anyway, and I want you to always breathe and squeeze those PC muscles and those anal sphincter muscles to bring yourself into happiness, to bring yourself into self-pleasure at all moments, not just in genital sexual moments. Today we are going to talk some about that, so I hope that you're all at the edge of your seats. So without further ado, I want to introduce my guest to you. And I'm so excited to have her here on the show. We don't know each other personally, but we know of each other. Let's just say we travel in some of the same circles, and we've heard about each other for years. So my guest today is Dr. Patty Taylor, and she is the founder of ExpandedLovemaking.com. She's also the innovator, developer, and foremost expert in the world today on the subject of expanded orgasm. So I hope you're sitting at the edge of your seats now when I say that. She's a teacher, a healer, a personal coach. In addition, she's the author of the best-selling book, Expanded Orgasm. She's the producer of a video called Expand Her Orgasm Tonight. And she's a show host of her own extremely popular podcast show, The Expanded Lovemaking Show. You can find out more about her podcast and other products and events by visiting her website at expandedlovemaking.com. And I'll, of course, repeat that a little bit later in the show for you. So I welcome Patty Taylor. Hi, Patty.
Hey, Lori. Good to be here.
I'm
That's
so
such a nice
glad.
Introduction. Thank you.
You're welcome.
I did all that, huh?
I'm so glad that you're here. I'm really, really glad that you're on the show, and we were able to work out the schedule. So let me ask you some questions to just get started. Like, how did you first get interested in Tantra?
Well, not your normal path. I was a money manager on Wall Street. Short version, kind of had a spiritual awakening and kind of went into the light. And it was very orgasmic for me. But in the brain, I mean, and I had no idea what was going on. Like I said, I was a money manager. So if you had told me you're having a Kundalini awakening, I would have looked at you like you were nuts. but it changed me. And I had an expanded orgasm about 3 years after that. I was drawn to Tantra. I was a different person. And about 3 years later, I had an expanded orgasm, and suddenly I made the connection. This is the same kind of orgasmic feeling I had when I went into the light. And it suddenly dawned on me, I can go back into the light when I want to through this mechanism.
That's amazing, Patty. You know, I love people to know that money managers on Wall Street and financial planners and people who are family people and stuff are all drawn to Tantra. Like, I love to demystify the fact that it has to be people who only want to go to India and only want to, like, live some yogi lifestyle. Like, it's wonderful that you were a financial planner, that you were a money manager on Wall Street, and that you know, you were normal in the sense of, you know, a normal being who all of a sudden found her way to the light. I like people to know that it can happen to them.
Well, thank you. Yes, I was very straight. I didn't masturbate until the age of 35. I had a lot of hang-ups about sex. It's not hang-ups, but, you know, I never went to a nude resort until I was 35. You know, I mean, it was very normal.
Yeah, yeah. And then your whole life sort of shifted. Now, was there a, you know, was there an incident? Was there some incident that had you open up like that, or did it just happen?
No, there was an incident. It's kind of far out. I sort of met someone who gave me an initiation, sort of on a mountaintop. The whole thing is very completely sort of beyond belief. But I think today in this age, you know, a lot of people are waking up in one way or another. So I don't want to have my story say, oh, well, you know, it happened to her and it can't happen to me, because I think what's happening is that the Kundalini is descending, and it's, well, more and more people are waking up. And I think that's what this is really all about, is that the Kundalini wants to spread. It wants to reach out and touch people. And that's exactly what it does. It doesn't want to stay inside of me or you or whoever it's in. It wants to wake up. And I think our world needs to wake up now. And actually, expanded orgasm is a phenomenal way. I know of many people who have woken up their own Kundalini just by opening up their sexual center, their first chakra, circulating the energy, and taking it through their body and opening themselves up. And so I think there are many ways to have a Kundalini awakening.
Mm. Yes, there are, definitely. Well, so your life must be dramatically different at this point than it was when you were on Wall Street. Well, first of all, you live in California now. You don't live in New York.
Right.
You're not
dramatically
on Wall
different. Yes, I'm a completely different person.
And your doctorate.
That's
like,
right.
Did you get the doctorate after?
I did. I couldn't go. Well, I continued to work as a money manager for a while, and I would have positions that would fluctuate by $100,000 an hour. And after a while, the stress, which I used to eat stress for lunch, as they say.
Mm-hmm.
And after a while, my nervous system was just so sensitive that I just couldn't take it anymore.
Mm.
So so I actually did my thesis on expanded orgasm as a pathway to the transcendence of consciousness. And that's actually what I studied, was 44 people. I put out a survey of 44 people. It wasn't totally random. I put it out to my friends, and maybe I have unique friends, but I just put it out to the universe of people I know, and believe it or not, 22 men and 22 women wound up filling it out. And I think those are master numbers, so it's kind of an amazing thing. And that was my thesis, and they answered, and what they said was that it's not just me, but over half the time, people were going into profound altered states of consciousness and having an amazing number of expanded states of orgasm. They were going into orgasmic states for periods of time lasting anywhere from 9 minutes to, you know, several hours. They were connecting with the divine. They were opening up their hearts to profound states of ecstasy. They were connecting, losing their sense of boundaries with their partner. They were reading each other's minds. All kinds of very amazing transpersonal things were going on. So these things are real, and they're not just with me. This is truly a path to very transpersonal states.
Oh, I couldn't agree with you more. And those things have happened to me, too, and I never expected that.
Yes, and I want to say, I think, just going into Tantra for a minute, I got very involved in Kashmiri Shaivism, which is in a very, very old lineage of Tantra. The path formally goes back into the 6th century. My own beloved Abhinavagupta, these people wrote incredible transmissions, which you can read today and just get it right from the saints. But they say they go back to the beginning of time. And they were doing these expanded orgasmic practices to reach enlightenment. So what you said at the beginning of the show I thought was really beautiful and actually quite profound, which is that, you know, you do the breathing and you do all these wonderful, beautiful things, and then you find that you can go into your sex life and also have this pleasure. Well, what these tantrikas were doing is they were doing all of their tantric practices, because that's what we do in Tantra, is we do these practices. And what one of them was they were using orgasm as a path to experience profound, transcendent states of consciousness.
Yeah.
And it felt really amazing, too.
Yeah, it's both and. Like, you feel the senses in your physical body, but those things take you to another realm, and you're both end. You're still in the physical body while it's happening, and you're in a transcendent state.
Right, and it's bliss. It's often very blissful, and sometimes, it can be a number of things. Sometimes it's just incredibly blissful. Sometimes you go into places where you work stuff out. You know, you're lucid. Sometimes you're in your heart and you forgive and you come to understanding. All kinds of things happen.
Yeah, you know, you're reminding me of when I first saw the movie What the Bleep. And it was Jay-Z Knight, her particular piece in that movie. She was talking about people getting transcendent experiences by accident, like they're in a car accident or something, and they get into this transcendent state, or they're on the operating table, they get in this transcendent state, or some people take drugs to get in this transcendent state, and then they spend their lives trying to get back to that transcendent state. They try everything they possibly can to get back to that place that you're also describing now, and I stood up in the movie theater and I went, I do that! I teach people to do that!
Exactly.
You know, I say to people a lot of times, you know, do this Tantra. This is a lot of people who take drugs to have transformational, transcendent experiences with some, you know, ayahuasca or whatever they happen, that they can just do it by squeezing their sphincter muscles and breathing in a certain way. They can actually cause that to happen in their bodies anytime they want. So, yeah.
It's true.
What you're saying. Now, this Kashmiri Shaivism, so if somebody wanted to find out more about this lineage, what would be a good place for them to start? What would be a good book that you could recommend?
Okay, that's a good question. Kashmiri Shaiva's verse is kind of dense.
Mm.
Should always come to one of my talks, but they're kind of hard to... or my website, I give a little video clip of me talking. There's a cute little book out called The Yoga of Delight, Wonder, and Astonishment. Actually, I would say the best place to really just for the average listener is mm-hmm. Daniel Odier is a Kashmiri Shaivist, and he has written some great books. One of them is called Desire, and one of them is called The Tantric Quest.
Yeah, those are two of my favorite books.
Okay, so there you go. And he's a Kashmiri Shaivist, and as an for an introductory for an introduction, those are great. I think if you want to go a little deeper, The Yoga of Delight, Wonder, and Astonishment, and if you really want to start reading the verse itself, you know, to get the transmission,
mm-hmm.
you could you could try the Spanda Karika, SpandaKarikas, or something. And basically what I would recommend is that you get into an orgasmic state, whether you do yourself or, you know, do some deep breathing, and you just start reading and don't even try and understand it. Just allow the transmission to come through you and wash over you and let it just, you know, take over you.
Okay, that's great.
But the other one, by the way, I just want to mention is Abhinavagupta, the Kula Ritual, Chapter 29, because I know we're talking about sex. He wrote the Tantra Loka, and he describes in detail the tantric rituals that were very, very sexual in nature, and that they did do. And it's a miracle that we have these. And honestly, they were, you know, can we say anything on internet? We can say anything on this show. It's not
censored.
You can
say anything on this show.
Okay, I know my show's not censored either. I mean, they are drinking a semen, and they're doing everything back then, and it is so sacred and so holy, and they're described in these rituals, and that's in the Tantra Loka, Chapter 29 of Abhinavagupta, and of course, he's their greatest saint of all, and when you read the care in which they go through the preparation and the way in which the women are revered, and everyone is so... and the ceremony with which this all takes place is mind-blowing. So that's another really good one.
That's great, Patty. Thanks so much.
You're welcome.
I really must know, when you were initiated on this mountaintop, did you have an experience like Daniel Odier where you went to India and you met somebody sort of in the woods? I don't know what to call them, the woods, the jungle.
Well, it was a kind of an interesting experience. I mean, I'm happy to talk about it if you want.
You know, well, I have an ulterior motive. I mean, I go to India every year. I bring people with me for 2 weeks, and then when they leave, I go on my journey, and I go around India to different parts, and I'm always looking for somewhere, for someone to find me where I can have that kind of experience with a true Indian tantric, whether they speak English or not. I have been willing to look for translators. I found someone last year in Trivandrum, near Trivandrum in Kerala, and it was around Christmas, New Year's time. The guy was performing puja every single day, and he didn't speak Hindi. He spoke some other language, and it would have required translators, and I didn't know how long he expected me to stay and wait for. So, and I couldn't stay. You know, at some point I did have to come back to the United States.
Right, I totally understand.
So I'm, you know, we can talk about it off air, but I'd love to know if
I'd be happy to tell you what happened.
And did it happen in India or was it here?
It happened at Harbin. I was looking for someone to take a walk with me in the woods, being mm-hmm. a recently transplanted New Yorker.
Mm-hmm.
One never goes in the woods alone.
Right.
And there was a man wearing white robes, an old man with a long white beard, and he was doing a very complicated greeting to people in the hot tubs. You know, it's the newest resort for some of the listeners who don't right. frequent Harbin, which is
Harbin Hot Springs.
Yes, Harbin Hot Springs
in Northern California.
Right. And so I asked him if he would take a walk with me the next day. He looked like the safest person in the pool because this is how a New Yorker thinks, right? And I'm an ex-New Yorker, of course, an ex-money manager. So he said yes. So we kind of spent a little time together that night. His name was Roger or Raja. I guess it was Roger, I thought, but it could have been Raja. I don't know. But anyway, we went the next day, and we started hoofing it across, you know, with no trail up the side of Mount Harbin, which is a good-sized mountain. It's about 3,000 feet. And we finally make it up to the top. And, yeah, I'm exhausted. A couple of times I want to stop. And he's like, no, come on, you got to make it all the way. And at the top, I said, you know, you haven't looked, you know, we sort of got along. And he turned out to be half Indian and half Indian, half American Indian and half Indian Indian. Like,
oh, how cool.
From India. And
yeah.
So he's showing me, you know, as an Indian, you look behind you and you look ahead of you. And he was a herbalist. So he's like, we eat plants, and we were biting off ferns, fiddlehead ferns, and he said he lived in the forest, and he didn't usually come into town, and he just, like, lived there in the woods and didn't, you know, and it was very weird and interesting, but finally I said to him, you know, you haven't looked at me in the eyes yet, and he said, well, I don't do that, and I said, well, I want you to do that, and I was like a pushy New York broad, you know.
Right.
Money manager, I'm a commodities trader. I was like, well, you're going to do that now. You know, it's time. Please look at me now, you know. Different person then. And he said, no, I don't do that. I said, well, no, I really want you to do that now. And he said, no. And I said, no, it's time. So he says,
wow.
Okay. So he looks at me, and I kid you not, a third eye came out of the middle of one of his, I think it was, if I was looking at it, I think it was from his left side, so it must have been his right eye. It comes out of his eye and plants itself in the middle of his forehead. And it just looks at me. And so I look at it for a while, and then it goes away. And then, you know, of course, I'm stunned at this point. And I said, would you do that again, please? And a lot more politely at this point, I might add. And he does it again. And I watch it very carefully, and it's very real. I can see, you know, it's wet, like an eye, and the eyelashes are kind of moving. I mean, it's a real eye. But it's now, the third one has come out of his second one and is planted in the middle of his third eye. And he's looking at me. And, okay, so that happens. And then after that, we talk. I have to say something else happened, which I won't say on the air, but we continued to consummate the relationship, which was something he said was very unusual, given that he was celibate. And and then he went on to say that in a certain way we consummated. But then, which is very, very aligned with the tantric traditions of fluid bonding.
Mm.
But and I requested, it was so weird too. I mean, it wasn't my character at all, you know. It was just like one of these out of time things, you know. I mean, I was kind of a conservative person, so there's no explanation for this. But it makes total sense when you understand, you know, the reverence that these people put on the sacred fluids.
Yeah,
As part of their ceremony.
Now, I actually have to stop you for a minute because we have to take a commercial break.
Okay, please do.
For a minute. So can we stop there?
Well, let's be sure our listeners come back.
Yeah, they'll come back. They're on the edge of their chair. They're definitely
okay.
Coming back. So I just want people to know you're listening to Tantra Cafe. I'm Laurie Handler, your host. I'm with Dr. Patty Taylor, who's telling us this amazing Kundalini awakening experience that she had in Harbin after being a tough New York broad on Wall Street. And you better come back after the break. We'll be right back. please stay tuned.
Are you someone who's looking for more pleasure in your life and you've never heard of Eve's Garden? Eve's Garden is a comfortable and elegant environment for women to explore the tools of pleasure and other educational materials. These materials enhance mind, body, and spirit. Eve's Garden encourages women to take responsibility for their own sexuality and clearly understand that bodily pleasure and spiritual joy are one and the same. While in New York City, you can visit the store at 119 West 57th Street, Suite 1201. And now, for a limited time, you can get a 15% discount on everything in stock if you go through evesgarden.com/tantracafe. Go there now.
Are you feeling like you just don't get it? All this talk about sex and love, love and sex. Feeling like all people ever think about and talk about is sex. Maybe you are longing for a more spiritual sexual connection. Hey, maybe you are just totally confused about all of it. Lori Handler's new book, Sex and Happiness, The Tantric Laws of Intimacy, puts the innocence and love back into sex. And it gives Tantra the respect it truly deserves. In this book, you will discover a wonderful meditation on self-love. You will also find fun new ways to develop an intimacy with yourself, whether or not you have a partner. And now, for only $19.99, you can get your copy of Sex and Happiness, The Tantric Laws of Intimacy. Right now, go to www.sexandhappiness.com and order your copy. Give yourself the gift.
That's sexandhappiness.com.
Well, welcome back, everybody. I certainly hope you're still on the edge of your chair because we're back with Patty Taylor, and she's going to tell us a little bit more about what happened, how she had that Kundalini awakening. So, Patty, okay, you were talking about he looked at you with his third eye. You described really seeing the eye, and then you were talking about the reverence that they place with fluids. So let's see where this brings us, huh?
Well, yeah, I think after that he talked and he just said, you know, that the love that he said, I mean, I just asked him what was going on, and he said, well, you know, the love that people think that Christ brought into this planet, and I said, yeah, and he said, well, people think it just sort of came and went with him, but it's never gone. It's always been here since the beginning of time, and it never died because love would never die. Mm. That's not what love is. And so it's always been kept alive. And then he gave me the slip of paper with the name of the Siddha Ashram that was in Oakland. And so I got on their mailing list. Of course, I didn't call them for 15 years, but them being highly organized, they followed me through 9 addresses. And one day I went in and got initiated by them, so that was nice. So I got a triple initiation because I got initiated through them twice. So, but I came to really understand the Kashmiri Shaivist lineage and really learn and study through it and understand the whole teachings and transmissions and just go much deeper. And what I wanted to say, we were talking a little bit about this on the break, is what I found is that, this happens to so many people, and I'm always afraid when I tell the story that people will think, oh, yeah, that happened to you, but that could never happen to me. But I found so many people that this has happened to them. And even if it's that they woke up one morning and they saw a rainbow coming through their living room and their life was never the same again, or they had sex with their partner and their life was never the same. And that's why I encourage people to have an expanded orgasm, because I think it's possible that you can wake yourself up through connecting up your body. When you connect up your body, you go into a very different state of consciousness. You are a different person.
Yeah, and it happens. The thing is, it happens quickly. And, one of the things I tell people in my classes is, you don't have to believe me. Like, I won't really take it personally if you don't believe me. Just do it and see what happens.
Well, you sound like an amazing teacher. I'm really, really glad I met you. I would take your class
you.
Myself. I'm sure I'd have a fabulous time. I would love to take your class.
Thank you. You know, the last time I was in Northern California, I tried calling you, but I think you weren't around. So
well,
we will connect. I mean,
good.
We're connecting now on the show, and we're going to connect.
Good. Well, spirits always connect.
Yeah, it's in our stars to connect. It's in our kundalini.
Kundalini people always connect.
Yeah, yeah.
Probably the people that are listening to this show are all kundalini people. They're all vibrating already. They're all going, oh, my God, how did she know I'm, like, vibrating and shaking? Yeah,
you know,
I feel
a lot
like
of people
my pussy,
are.
My cock is getting hard. What is going on? My crown chakra is blowing open.
A lot of people who listen to the show are already expanded and have been practicing tantra. But quite a few. I mean, I've gotten emails from South Africa and Australia and other places where I didn't know people were listening, but they are.
How cool is that?
You know, and I don't know if they're tantric or not, but I'm just glad to have people keep, you know, finding their way to this path. It's an amazingly intense and yet so much fun path.
The world is waking up. There are more and more of us. The world is waking up, and I think that's what she wants. You know, the Kundalini really wants that so much. We need this right now. We need this energy.
Absolutely. Absolutely. The whole earth is healing through it. Well, let's move. Let's talk a little bit about, first of all, let me let people know. Just in case you just tuned in, I'm talking with Patty Taylor, and she is the author of Expanded Orgasm, which is a best-selling book. She produced a video called Expand Her Orgasm Tonight, and she also has her own show, the Expanded Lovemaking Show. So you can find her at expandedlovemaking.com. And we're going to now move to the subjects that are her favorite, you know, and they're hers. You know, she has authored these things. So, Patty, tell us, what do you think makes a good lover? Because I think that, I think people want to know that. I think, first of all, I think men always want to know if they're getting it right, whatever it is. They want to know that they're getting it right. And they want to be told that. And then I think women want to know. Women have such anxiety comparing themselves to other women, you know, like what they look like and this and that. So, I mean, what makes a good lover, man or woman?
Okay, great question. I think what I teach is for people to integrate themselves as a first step before they connect with someone else. Because someone who's a good lover is coherent. And what I mean by coherent is they've connected up their body, their mind, their heart, and their spirit. And that can, if you're practiced at it, this can take, you know, one moment. But if you're not practiced at it, it takes practice, and it's fun to practice anyway. And what's the difference? When you're not coherent, you're probably in your head. And if you're in your head, that means that you're probably either insecure, you're self-focused, or you're in the past, or there's any number of things that can go, you know, I'm putting quotes around it wrong, but any number of things that can take away from the moment. And what will happen is that will translate into less of an experience of the lovemaking. There are ways where this shows up differently for men and for women.
So it's really, what you're saying then is really the key, which I think is the key of Tantra, is being present.
Yes, well, as being coherent and which is in your is present in your body.
Mm.
You know, body present. Let me restate that: present in your body, mind.
Okay, and then what you're saying, if I understand correctly, is that people have to find the way to that by themselves, and then bring that to the party, so to speak. Bring that when they're present to another, when they're being with another, they've got to bring their coherence and that presence to their connection with another being.
Right. Now, I teach a number of ways for people to get coherent. There are a number of ways to get coherent that are very simple.
Okay. Want to give us one?
Sure.
Okay.
But I just give a couple of examples of what happens when you're not coherent, and then we'll go to how to. If you're not coherent, it shows up differently for men and women. For men, it just shows up in your body, and then it shows up in your mind, because we're talking about a body-mind. It shows up in your body, I think, for men. Their touch might be hard, or they may feel grabby, or their cock may, you know, they may have erection issues, or, you know, things like that. They're just, their attention is on themselves, or on their performance, or what do I do next, or, you know, like that.
Mm-hmm.
For
mm-hmm.
women, and these are just generalizations, so it could cross gender, okay? I'm just being general. This is how you recognize when you're not coherent. For women, it could be, and it happens to everyone, it happens to me. So if you're sitting here going, oh my God, I'm not coherent, you're not coherent. So, okay? No one's coherent all of the time, so, you know, just these are some of the signs. You know, we all go in and out of coherence. So, but this is what, these are how some of the signs are. So, for women, typically they may be that when you're wanting to be orgasmic, you're thinking, you're evaluating yourself, or even kissing, or you're meeting someone, you're judging yourself.
Right.
I'm not good enough. I'm not pretty enough. I'm not orgasmic enough. I'm not feeling enough. Or he's not good enough. He's not this enough, you know. Or you're feeling needy, you know. I need more. So there's just this sort of kind of mental chatter going on, or this emotional sort of suffering going on. So to get out of these kind of mind-body lack of coherence, what you want to do is get coherent. And the way you recognize when you're not coherent is when, if you're not feeling present and wonderful, you're not coherent, basically. And that's all you want to do is feel coherent. So if it's just not, all you want to do is have a very simple Patty's rule, is before you touch someone, or before you have someone touch you, be coherent. That's very simple, isn't it? Yes.
Well,
so, yes?
Yeah, so, okay, but how do they
get
that?
Right, okay, right. Well, you know, that's what you want to do, is just have that very, very simple rule. Before you ever touch anyone, or before anyone ever touches you, be coherent. I don't care if it's at a cocktail party and you shake their hand, hello, how are you, nice to meet you, or whether they're going to kiss you, or touch your clitoris, or your, whatever it is, before you make that contact, check your body, have a body scan, and be coherent. It's such a simple rule. Now let's get to how you do it. So number one is you do the body scan and you make sure you're coherent. So there are a number of ways to do it. I can give you a few. One of them is you can take a very simple grounding breath. And I teach days and days on how to be coherent. So there are hundreds of ways of doing it. But one of them is you could just stand there. And first of all, understand the principle of coherence is that you want to just shift yourself into a state of being where your mind, your heart, your body, and your spirit are all lined up together. And understand that your heart is your most dominant frequency transmitter. It's the strongest transmitter in your body. So you want to align around your heart. And your heart only really does positive. So that's the most important one. So a couple of things you can do. Number one is you can just take a deep grounding breath, kind of relax your knees, and maybe standing up, just people can just sort of breathe up through their body, up through their chakras, up through their first, you know, their perineum, their genitals, up through their spine, just in one really nice breath, all the way up through the top of their head and out. But it's just really visualizing the breath going all the way up through the top of their head. And then down, just and letting that breath go. And just imagine they've pulled up beautiful grounding earth energy and just sending it all the way to heaven. And then taking heaven energy and pulling it down and just letting that heaven energy wash through them and going down kind of their front and coming down and going through and kind of washing them clean, coming down. And they can just let it go through their hands and out and just wash away any cares, thoughts, concerns. And then they can do that again, just breathe up the grounding energy and just let it go out through the top of their head and, you know, pull in some new energy and, you know, exhale out. And, you know, often after a while, one breath will do it. But if not, then you have a few rounds of this breath, and then you can really start to feel your spine line up and your chakras line up. And it's almost like you've shifted into another place. And your hands will soften, your face will soften, your heart will soften, your whole being will soften, and you're just... You've lined everything up really to be in alignment with your heart. So that's what I call the centering breath.
That's beautiful. That's wonderful. And it's so simple. People can do it anywhere. Exactly what you said, a cocktail party or before they're going to make love, and they're going to breathe anyway, which is what I always tell them. So that it's so easy to just focus.
It is easy, and if you don't have time for that and you've practiced it, then you just say, okay, center. And you take one breath, and you go up and down, and your body knows what you're talking about. And it just... Another one that you can do...
Wait, hold on a second, because we have to take another breath.
Oh, okay. We're going to stop at these really...
Hang on, everybody. I'm talking to Dr. Patty Taylor from ExtendedLovemaking.com. ExpandedLovemaking.com, and you're listening to Tantra Cafe. This is Laurie Hammers. I'll be right back with you after this next break for our sponsors.
If you want financial advice on how to plan for the future, I know exactly who you should call. My friend Jeff DeLone. Jeff's worked with over 300 individuals, professionals, and corporations in the past 20 years. He helps clients develop strategies for estate planning, investments, and retirement. Jeff DeLone is located in Newtown Square, Pennsylvania. But wherever you are in the United States, you can reach Jeff at 610-356-1254. Or you can email him at jdelone@delonefinancialgroup.com. That's jdelone@delonefinancialgroup.com.
Securities and investment advisory services are offered through FSC Securities Corporation, member FINRA SIPC. Jeff DeLone is a registered representative with FSC Securities Corporation. DeLone Financial Group is not.
Thank you.
Thank you for staying tuned. This is Laurie Hammers, and you're listening to Tantra Cafe. The piece of music that you just heard was called Om Namah Shivaya. It was by Donna DeLaurie, and the CD it's from is called The Lover and the Beloved. And I selected this piece today because my guest, Patty Taylor, is into to Kashmir Shaivism, and I was looking for something that had the word Shivaya in it.
Yes, so that's our theme song, as they say.
Yeah, I have it by a lot of different artists as well, but this one is particularly beautiful by Donna DeLaurie. So, it's Om Namah Shivaya. So, Patty and I are back, and there's so much to ask her. She has a lot going on in her life, and so I want to just come back to actually any of your subjects. We just talked about what makes someone a good lover, which I hope people took in. And let us know a little bit about how you expand an orgasm and why expanded orgasms is tantric.
Okay, well, how do spread an orgasm or... Well, the why you want to spread one is that it is a way to have a transcended experience besides birth and death. Obviously, at birth, you're not real conscious, and at death, you're not there at the other side of it to really talk about it. So orgasm is the other really only time that you can appreciate it. Plus, it's a very happy moment. It's a very creative moment. Usually it only lasts for 3 seconds or 5 seconds, but why not expand it to be 10 minutes or an hour and enjoy it and have a real portal into transcendent states. So that's the nutshell, besides the fact that it's blissful, feels amazing, and gives you every kind of union with the divine and all of that. So, which we talked about earlier.
Mm-hmm.
So, but it's just a natural window into the divine, other than waiting for a man to take you into the mountains like I did, which may happen to you, but it may not. But you can do it yourself. So, and many people have. So, how to do it essentially comes down to spreading the energy is the key word. I do write about it in my book, Expanded Orgasm. I demonstrate it in my video, Expander Orgasm Tonight. Both of these are on my website. You can find out more, expandedlovemaking.com. Especially you can see it on the video, Expand Her Orgasm Tonight. But you'll also read about it too.
It's fine to let people go there. You know, it's okay to not, because we only kind of have a few minutes left.
Uh-huh.
And I want to let people know about your podcast.
Oh, okay.
Too. So
okay,
tell
right.
us about that, yeah.
Okay, right. Well, just remember spreading the energy, and I do honestly recommend people buy the book and the video, because it's so much more than I could say now. And it's so important to spread the energy. Yeah, I put out the podcast, and honestly, I've done about 65 of them now, and it's a chance to you can get the they're on iTunes. You can search on iTunes. Just search Expanded Lovemaking, and actually we're finalists. So I don't know when this is going to air, but the voting ends November 6th. So probably won't be before then, but if it does, you can vote on podcastawards.com. But otherwise, we're doing great. We're highly successful. People love the show. It's really popular, and We've gotten the biggest names on there. We've interviewed Daniel Odier, Montauk Chia, Margot Anand, John Gray just was on the show. Just amazing people, amazing shows. I am blown away. We've looked at Tantra from every aspect you can. To me, it's, Tantra is not one path. Tantra, and is what Tantra is. It says there are many paths up the mountain, and you can take one or more paths up the mountain. And so for me, my show is a celebration of the fact that you can take all of these paths or try different paths up the mountain, that there are so many ways to reach enlightenment. Try them all. See what works for you. And have a lot of fun and laugh about it and party on out. And that's what this show is about. And so go into iTunes or go to personallifemedia.com and look up Expanded Lovemaking Show, or go to my website, expandedlovemaking.com. I have links to my show. They'll all take you to the Expanded Lovemaking Show podcast. It's just so much fun.
Patty, thank you so much. This has been a fantastic show. Like, you're so upbeat, knowledgeable, fun to be with. I hope people enjoy this show very, very much. I certainly did. And I found a kindred spirit in the process. So.
Well, thank you so much. It's been so much fun for me, too. It's really been great.
That's great. Let me just.
And it's from one show host to another. So I have to say, I saw all the little things you did that made it wonderful.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Let me tell people again how to get in touch with you. If you want to email Patty directly, you should email her Patty, P-A-T-T-I, love, L-U-V, at gmail.com. You can find her on Facebook under Patricia Taylor. You can go to her website, expandedlovemaking.com. I so appreciate you all for doing that. You can write to me, Laurie@butterflyworkshops.com, or you can go on to my site, tantracafe.com, and find recordings of all my past radio shows as well. If you like this one, there are many, many more. And I am going to sign out now. I'm going to say namaste from Tantra Cafe. Please come back next time. Look forward to being with you then. Thank you.
Thanks a lot, too. Bye-bye.
Bye.